Hello, this is Kathy Henry, and I'm here with Karen Hager. We are very happy you've joined us for this month's Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Please know that everyone is muted and that we will be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. We firmly believe that by concentrating on peace and love rather than on difference and division, we can make a genuine difference in our families, communities, and world. Today, we begin a 7-month series of chakra meditations that will take us from the end of summer through fall and winter into early spring. Our first is a root chakra meditation called Harvest. We often go through our days at a frantic pace, burdened with worry and anxiety. It's easy to forget that we are one with the earth and with the community of people around us. Today, we will be together for about 15 minutes. Karen is going to get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the meditation, including 3 to 4 minutes of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of day tomorrow, we will send you a link for the call recording. In that email, we will include information about the next call on Sunday, October 2nd, and hope you will join us then. And here's Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and when we do that, we're creating a sacred, protected space for us to focus our intention today. You know, whenever you access this call, whether you're listening live now or you're accessing it through the recording, the circle that we're creating now is open to you. No matter how busy we get, no matter how overwhelming things are, remember the peace and the support and the energetic nourishment that's available to us just by reopening the sacred space and allowing ourselves a few seconds to be present in that space. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. 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 And so it is. Our circle is open, and if you're not already, please be breathing in a way that is comfortable for you. If it feels safe, you may close your eyes, and I'll ask you to bring your attention to rest in your heart chakra. This is right in the middle of your chest. A chakra is the word, it's the Sanskrit word for wheel or discs, and the idea is that there are 7 major wheels or discs in our energetic system, and that these chakras bring in energy, integrate energy, and then send out energy. A wonderful way to be in touch with your physical body, your emotional body, your energetic body, your spiritual body, is to bring your awareness into these spaces, and that's what we'll do today to start the meditation. So bring your attention into your 4th chakra. That's your heart chakra, right in the middle of your chest. This is a beautiful, expansive space. It's the gateway between the physical and the spiritual, between the upper and the lower. Just take a minute to breathe into that energy center, that heart space. It may help you to imagine the color green. And as you continue to breathe deeply and comfortably, imagine that every in-breath opens your heart center just a bit more, and that every out-breath allows you to release any tension or clutter that you're holding in that area, any resistance to the fullest opening of that heart center is being dispelled through the power of your breath. And now let's imagine that there is a beautiful, clear, clean line of energy that begins in the heart chakra, powered by your breath. And set the intention that this line or wave of energy brings balance or healing wherever it goes. And let's imagine that that energy travels down to your third chakra, the solar plexus. That's the area above your navel and below your heart. The energy in that area is yellow. And you might want to say or imagine, may I be grounded in my actions. Allow that clear, clean line of energy connected through the heart, connected to the solar plexus, to move down now into the sacral chakra, that area between your hips where the energy is orange. And you might say or imagine, may I be grounded in my passion. And that line of energy connected to the heart, connected to the solar plexus, connected to the sacral chakra, now moves down into the root chakra at the base of your spine, where we hold our connection with the earth, our right to be here, to take up space. And as you breathe into that red energetic center, you might say or imagine, may I be grounded in my being. And as you continue to breathe, bring your attention back up to the heart center, running up through the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, back up now to the heart where that line begins. And let's imagine now that we can extend that clear, clean line of healing, balancing energy up now, up into your fifth chakra, which is your throat. You might be seeing or feeling the color blue. May I be grounded in my speech. And allow that wave to rise again into your third eye chakra, right in the middle of your forehead. It touches the indigo energy there with its grounding, balancing, clarifying light. May I be grounded in my sight. And then let this energy rise to your seventh chakra, the crown, and as that wave of heart energy connects with the violet light in this energy center, may I be grounded in receiving. And as you look back at what we've done, as you move your energy back down, down from the crown through that indigo third eye of intuitive vision, your beautiful blue throat speaking wisdom, your green heart chakra grounded in love, your yellow solar plexus informing your actions, your orange sacral chakra nurturing your creative passion, and finally back down into the red root. And allow yourself to be aware of the circuit of energy that now flows through you. You're activated in every energy center in the way that is best, safest, most appropriate for you. And you can adjust this flow of energy anytime you like. Take just a moment of silence to feel yourself grounded in love and peace. Now imagine that you are walking along a city sidewalk on a Sunday afternoon. You've often walked these streets feeling anxious about the workday to come, worried about how you'll accomplish all your tasks for the week, or concerned about someone close to you. Tall, impersonal buildings and busy people rushing by do nothing to calm your fears, but today is different. Today, you are carrying a bag filled with tools for your work. Garden shears, gloves, a small trowel, bags and baskets for your harvest. You come to the corner and you can see the large community garden nestled between two tall buildings. The greenery brings the city to life, and the space between the buildings seems to hug the garden in a protective embrace. You cross the street and open the gate, entering this corner oasis. Others are there, and they wave to welcome you. And as you walk the narrow paths between the beds, you see birds, bees, and butterflies darting in and out of the foliage. Tiny chickadees are jumping among the sunflowers, towering along the garden's edge. In one of the beds, a man is kneeling in the soft ground, intent on harvesting yellow and orange squash, trimming them gently from the plant and placing them in a large box. He stops to smile at you, and you wave hello. Others are pulling peas and beans from vines, trimming basil, cilantro, and sage plants, or chopping stalks of broccoli and round balls of cauliflower and cabbage. Toward the back of the garden, the late harvest corn towers, and two or three people with baskets on their arms are moving among the stalks, pulling off fresh ears. Your stomach is growling, surrounded by all the delicious scents and sights of the garden. Near the corn is a small cluster of apple trees, and you see the bottom of a ladder and walk toward it. Looking up, you call to the woman standing among the leafy branches, pulling off the red ripe fruit. She waves down, and, as if sensing your hunger, tosses you one of the fragrant apples. You wipe it off on your shirt and take a bite. The sweet juice runs down your chin, and you thank her and move toward the part of the garden you will be working in today. Your garden patch is covered with leafy greens. Spinach, kale, mustard greens, Swiss chard, and collards all wave to you. The tops of radishes, turnips, beets, and garlic beckon you into the earth. You take out your garden shears and carefully chop out the greens, placing them in your bags and baskets. With your hands and your trowel, you work the earth to free the root vegetables, gently brushing them off and piling them on the ground beside you. When you've harvested all you can, you bring everything to the large table in the center of the garden, where everyone joins in to lay out what they've gathered. You place your baskets of greens on the table and take the root vegetables to rinse them off, admiring the deep, dusty maroon beets, the white and purple striped garlic, the bright red radishes. Bringing it all back to the center table, everyone's talking and laughing, tasting the variety of flavors and sharing their harvest with all. All are fed, safe, content in this community. You feel at one with them, at one with the earth that has brought forth this bounty, and at peace within yourself. Let's take 3 minutes in silence to imagine the harvest, to feel your connection in the community, and to take what you need from the table. It may be food, it may be companionship, it may be peace. And now know that you are grounded in the earth. Grounded in community, grounded in abundance. When we join in collective intention, we bring forth the bounty we desire, and our needs are met. When we are together, when we share what we have with each other, there is plenty for all. We are grounded in abundance and grounded in peace. A wave of healing love passes through this circle and rushes out to the waiting world. And giving thanks for what we have received, we can bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we are grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. You will receive an email with a link to the recording in 24 hours, and you can always access the recordings at openpeacefulheart.com. If you have feedback or comments or suggestions for us, please, oh, please let us know. You can find me always, Karen, at karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the reminder emails we send, and it will get to us. Next month's call is on Sunday, October 2nd, same time, same chance for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything in the last 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. And I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, thank you for being here. And until the next time we connect, I'm wishing you peace.